Hate Speech and Platform Regulation, a workshop series by the ITM Münster.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about the regulation of fake news with an emphasis on the online space and in particular on platforms. So that you're not shocked, especially you folks are coming from a place where you rank very high in the press freedom. Singapore is at the other end, 160 out of 180 places in the RSF ranking. So we are behind Sudan, but ahead of Somalia. And we are the first in the very bad category. The very bad category in the end is North Korea, but we are number one in that very bad category. Okay, so the news about fake news, first of all, the narrative about fake news, right? Why is there a need? My good friend Izumi, in fact, asked, is there such a need? Is there fake news even in Singapore? And well, the narrative from the government is that you need fake news because it can cause harm, cause panic, waste resources. There's a case of a reported collapse of a building, and then people were sent there to look at it, fire brigade, civil defense, and then, of course, it found out to be true. So that's one part of it. And then nasty people can profit. And then, of course, there's this report about interference in elections. But you should know that this was a time when there was a lot of fake news coverage, right? So the backdrop, in fact, is of the Brexit campaign ads at the back. Then I put in some other images lifted from, of course, the internet regarding fake news and the kind of false information being disseminated. Right. So the context is that there was Brexit, fake news and allegations of interference by foreign agents. Okay. But in particular, if you look at our law, it is targeted at online falsehoods. It is not targeted at fake news per se. So it is online. And part of it is that the offline media is very well regulated by the laws. So in a way, they're implicitly recognizing the kind of controls on the traditional media. It's more the online space that requires special regulation, and in particular, Facebook. So there was a select committee that was formed to look at the law, and this is a tweet from a journalist who was at the select committee hearing. The select committee is a committee formed by Parliament, the MPs, who then evaluate and get feedback concerning some law. So this was a result of that. So 1 hour exchanges between the minister and Simon Milner, who is the policy person at Facebook. And you can see starting to sound like a cross-examination. And then this is from the BBC, the tweet to say that Simon Milner apologized, right, he admitted there were some shortcomings of Facebook. And this was after Zuckerberg himself apologized just hours earlier. So you can see the whole context of this. And Simon Milner on the right there was grilled, and the word is grilled. This is by an online site, grilled for 3 hours at a hearing, right? And of course, it got kind of nasty, and it made a news all over that this Facebook person, a Facebook representative, was grilled by a minister in Singapore. So I want to get some feedback from you all in the chat. Okay, so how many fake news did you think that Singapore had? Okay, if you can just type in your chat so I can see, just type a figure in the chat. How many fake news do you think Singapore had? In a year, you can put it in a year, type in some figure and chat. Izumi wrote 1 million. Kwame put 1 million. Okay, you guys are joking. 200, okay. Foreign, 10, Vibrant, okay. 20, I have no idea, sure, okay. All right. So I have 10 to 1 million, okay, all right. So it's interesting. Of course, my friends... in Taiwan and Japan are joking, they know, right? So let me give a whole backdrop to this. This is 2019, before the law was passed. This student on the left developed an algorithm to detect fake news. On the right is a professor from my university in the computer science space, and they developed an AI-based fake news detector. If you know, if you're into AI, you will know that to get this AI algorithm, you need 50,000 data points. 50,000 data points, okay? But she won an award. Okay, so now let's see. And this news article was the one that really surprised me. It was only covered online. And you can actually find it online. You search using any of those search terms up there. You can find it. So let me give you the article. You can see the issue here. There were not many fake news articles to work with. That's one. The data set that was used consisted of 5,000 authentic news articles, which is one-tenth, literally one-tenth of what was needed. 1,000 international, okay, 6,000. And 6,000 international articles that are fake. So 6 and 6, 12,000 out of, you need 50,000 actually. And I did 50,000 authentic and 50,000 fake. But there are 12,000. Okay. What did they have? The 6 pieces of Singapore related fake news. Right. So how many pieces of fake news about Singapore out of the 6,000 there, 5,000 authentic? 6. So this person, remember that he's an AI researcher, right? To get a good algorithm, you want to have as much data as you can. They found 6. Okay, and right, that's not all. And you see, the 6 were left out because they will alter the efficiency of the model. What does that mean? So let me tell you what it means. The first round was flawed. The 6 fake news was flagged as authentic by the model. The 2 of them, the researcher and the student, hypothesized that the word Singapore was seen as a cue for reliability. Right? So you can see the problem. So what they actually did to improve the efficiency was to take out 6 pieces of fake news. So in other words, a fake news algorithm detector, right, took out Singapore-related fake news because using that would actually make it less efficient. So you can see that we don't really have a fake news a problem in Singapore. Be that as it may, we passed a law in October. It's a select committee I mentioned earlier in which the representative from fake news was grilled for 3 hours, right? So what and how? Main features, and I'll go over this quickly. All ministers can issue a correction direction. So if you look at laws, most laws are for one minister. Health minister for health law, law minister for some concerning some law, the defense minister for, laws concerning defense. But in this law, all ministers can act on it, right? So this is a bit unusual. Secondly, there are types of laws that the correction direction can be aimed at one person to tell him to put a correction, which means not a censorship in a sense. Technically speaking, it is a form of censorship, right? But I mean, for this purpose, it is not taking out the content in a sense, right? And you can also stop future communication, right? This is what it means. So the one that is correction will be to put a notice there to say this is wrong. They can also have content targeted at platforms, which means the platform would put in this correction for recipients of the information, right? So Facebook would be one of these, it's targeted correction. Somebody put a post there, you put a targeted correction. There's also general correction, which means that you send out this correction to all users of your platform, not necessarily those who receive the information. This will be a case, and I will show you later, one example, of the general information, general correction aimed at users in general. And the idea is this information, that is you're not read yet, is wrong. So it's not your usual correction, but kind of, you could say anticipatory. Then access blocking, it's been used once by, against one user from Australia, a Singaporean who's in Australia, and he refused to correct, and so they blocked the site. So you can, block the site. So these are the main features of the law. The question is, what are the conditions, right? What are false statement of facts? What is fake, right? So first of all, there's a false statement of fact. We in the university, in fact, we say, our findings of research will be considered false, right? Because they do not stand up to your current understanding of the situation. So if you were Galileo, at that time, right? You say the earth revolves around the sun, right? But you hold the view that, hey, you know, we are center of the universe, right? Then who has the facts, right? So in fact, academics, we met in my own university, a group of us met the minister, and then they issued some statement, you know, to counter this point. The point, though, is that it is aimed at facts, not opinions, criticism, satire, or parody. It's quite tricky in this, because there was a satirical news program, and although they say they are satire, for the purposes of the law, they are not satire. I mean, they are not fake news, right? They may be satire, but it's not fake. So it gets a bit messy there. The second thing is that it should be in the public interest for this correction to be issued. So what are the conditions of this public interest? You can see interest of security, and I put up there. A, interest of security. B, public health. And so in fact, for the pandemic, we've issued some correction notices. And I'll show this at the end. Correction directions there. C, friendly relations, a bit unusual, but it's there, brought in by the British, and we've never removed it. D, concerning elections, right? E is hate speech. So A, B, C are in the constitution, and I would say many countries would have something, or A and B, many countries would have that, right? C is constitutions of a lot of Commonwealth countries, because the Brits left it there. D, elections. E, hate speech. F is the one that... is probably not constitutional. It says prevent a diminution of public confidence, basically in the government. So any statement that is false, containing false statement of facts that reduces confidence in the government, you can issue a correction direction. Right? This has not been challenged yet. And from what we understand, the minister himself may be involved, directly involved in crafting this clause there. Okay, but it's a conditions for the correction direction. Okay, so now I'm going to wrap up now. Most recently, there was this claim. You can see this was just yesterday. A politician from India, in the Indian city of Delhi, that's by an opposition party member, and the chief minister there said that there is a Singapore variant that gets worse for children. And so children should so India should stop the flights to Singapore, because children can get it. And in Singapore, we say, well, there's no such Singapore variant. So this is what happened, and this was just news an hour ago. I actually went out to see what was the latest on this, and then I plugged this up. You can see data updated 31 minutes ago. That was about 30 minutes ago, so literally an hour ago. And so Facebook, Twitter, and then the Hardware Zone is a forum that is part of an online magazine owned by a big media company in Singapore. So these have to comply with this directive, right? Prevention of Falsehoods, Online Falsehoods and Manipulation Act. And they have to put a correction notice on their platforms for users in Singapore. This is called a general correction notice, which means that when that this statement is, even though you might not have read information, now you know that there is this statement made, and it's a correction and clarification stated regarding this statement here, right? Right now, the law is used against these statements concerning pandemic. Before that, it was in the elections. And in the elections, it would seem that it was aimed at the opposition politicians, because out of the first four, three of them were against opposition politicians in Singapore. The fourth one was a former opposition person living in Australia. So it seemed that to be used against politicians, but most recently it's been used on the issue of the pandemic.
You've listened to Hate Speech and Platform Regulation, a workshop series by the ITM Münster.